He'll do it.
I've held it long enough, I can get out in gear and get back inside and see what I can get into. Appreciate you checking, calling the net, Gary, and looking forward to getting together over a cup of coffee here before too much longer, hoping this mess will get over before long.
I think it must be about over with. I went over to the county offices today over there at Academy and University Ridge. And I didn't see not one person behind the counters that had a mask on. And they were 6 feet apart and all of that, but they didn't have a mask on. And very few of the people in the waiting rooms or in the line to be waited on were had on masks. And I said, well, you know, they must think it's about over with. So I don't know. I'm hoping it is. That way we can get together and have a cup of coffee, maybe sit out there under the umbrella at the fireplace.
Sounds good to me. Speaking of the mask, that brings up another subject. It's kind of funny. You know, it hadn't been too many months ago, Gary, if you walk into the bank or a store of any kind with a mask on your face, somebody called the law on.
It's the truth. I had to go through the drive. Well, I went through the drive-thru. I could have gone in the bank, but I could do my business at the drive-thru, and I pulled up, and I told that little teller, I said, you know, I didn't think I'd ever come up to the bank with a mask on. And she started laughing. She said, you know, we talk a lot about that. She said, we get a lot of laughs out of it. She said, but we didn't think it ever happened either.
Yeah, have to do the best you can with what you got to do with it, don't you? Here I go, unless you go on with the net. Appreciate you calling it. You have a, you tell Joy a good night for me, and we'll see you later. J4SUG.
You take care. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and go in there and get you a cup of coffee and sit back and relax, prop your feet up, and get ready to go to bed. And have a great day tomorrow, and a good evening what's left of it. Talk to you later, brother. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Hi, Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo. I happen to be in my truck picking my daughter up from Target tonight, and I turned on the radio and I heard two familiar voices. I know I haven't been around a long time, but I'm here. Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo.
Oh? You know, you and Ray talk so much, we ought to start calling this the Wednesday Night YLNet. Because y'all like two females on the phone that don't even know how to hang up. But anyway, Jackie and this crazy bunch over here in Dakota, we'll start off in the first corner on first base with N4DME. That's Paul in Dakota. And on second base, we've got KO4BKY, Miss McKenzie on second base. On third base, we've got KM4YIW, Miss Kelly. And then bringing up the pitcher, which likes throwing curveballs, AA4QS Donald. So we're all four in Dakota, and check us in and out tonight, and hello to everybody on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And I'd like to say good evening to W1JE, Mr. Scott. Scott, hadn't heard you in a while. Hope you're doing well there, young man. Y'all be careful, and have a safe trip back to the house. And N4DME, Mr. Paul. Paul, you got a lot of room to talk. I tell you what, they used to call you Bucket Mouth or something on the 11-meter band. And also like to say good evening to KO4BKY. That's Miss McKenzie. And KM4YIW, that's Miss Kelly. And AA4QS, Mr. Donald, is responsible for all of that. Paul, appreciate you being with us. Dale, McKenzie, Kelly, and Donald, we said hello. And hope all y'all are doing well down there in Dakota. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Hello, Oscar 4, Echo, Echo, Bravo. It's going to be Mobile and Seneca.
Good evening. K-O-4-E-E-B. Can I get your name down there, Mobile in Seneca?
It's Aaron, A-A-R-O-N.
I appreciate you being with us tonight. You be careful out there on the mobile. Have a safe ride wherever you're going and get there safely. Next up on the rag you list is Mr. Colin, K-O-4-D-Z-T. Colin, what have you been up to?
4-D-Z-T. Hey, I really appreciated y'all's conversation earlier. I was really digging the car talk there and the problem diagnostics and going through and working through the situations. That was really cool. I'm actually a mechanic up here in Balsam Grove. I work out of a small shop and I have to do that stuff all the time, and I didn't hear I believe it was Ray, I think it was his name, I didn't hear a word come out of his mouth that wasn't just dead on. He nailed everything right on the head. He sounds like he turned some wrenches in his day. But anyway, yeah, I work on everything, carburetors, to fuel injected, old, new. I've worked on stuff as old as 1940, 1930, and stuff as new as 2020, and it's all different technology and this, that, the third, but yeah, y'all were spot on earlier. Really enjoyed y'all's conversation there.
Think about it. The only new technology is all the sensors and crap that they're putting on there now. If you don't have fire, ignition, or you got to have fire, fuel, and air for it to run, and the internal combustion engine still operates basically the same as it always has. It's just got all these other computer control things in there now. All these sensors telling it to give it more gas or less gas, or speed the RPM up or turn the RPM down or whatever. We didn't have that back in the days when I worked on them a whole lot. Of course, I'm not a mechanic and I don't claim to be one, but I do keep all my stuff in good repair and running order. But I'm glad you folks are out there that take care of all of that, and don't mind getting your hands dirty and getting dirt up under your fingernails and that sort of thing to keep other people happy. That's the main thing.
Roger that. It's a job not a lot of people would like to do, but then there's a lot of us that enjoy it, and I feel like I'm one of those people. I enjoy the work itself most of the time. I like turning wrenches on cars, and I started out small engines back in high school, and kind of just worked my way up from there and ended up going out to tech school and getting some learning in there, and ended up working at a diesel shop for the professor of the school, and just kind of kept going from there. I've been in everything from small shops to big shops, dealerships. I've worked on diesel, gas, fuel injected, direct injected, turbocharged, you name it, I've done it. You know, fast cars, slow cars, nice cars, junky cars, I've done them all, and quite frankly, there ain't nothing better than the old technology. I'll take an old square body K1500 over a 06 Explorer any day of the week, over.
I don't blame you for that there, Colin, I really don't. But I'm like I said, I'm glad that you folks are out there doing it. Y'all do a good job in reality. I've worked on about everything myself. Not as a paid profession. I drove a truck for about 45 years, so I had to learn to work on the big diesels, as well as my own gasoline operated vehicles and at the house. But I look at it this way: if somebody else can repair it, then I ought to be able to. It may take me a little bit longer, and you know, I may have to jump through a few more hoops, and I may take off some stuff that don't need to be removed, and all of that. But sooner or later, I'll get it all put back together, and hopefully, it will run when I get it back together. And so far, knock on wood, it's been that way.
Pat, I got a Time and Belt job on a 2006 Honda, what is that, a Honda Ridgeline truck. Well, they call it a truck. I don't want to talk trash, but a Honda don't make much of a truck, at least not anymore. But anyway, I got a Time and Belt waiting on me in the morning for one of those. But yeah, it's I like turning wrenches on everything, and that technology, it really changes, and it's one of them things, you keep up with it or it leaves you behind. You got to chase the dollar bill in this industry, and the new technology is always changing, and you got to keep up with it and be on your T's and Q's. I've sat through, I can't even tell you how many countless hours at a Golden Corral taking extra classes on different things and automotive systems, hybrid systems, air conditioning systems, trouble codes, CAN bus systems, you name it, I've done it. I've sat through classes on it, gotten certified. But I tell you, it's a lot to keep up with, but I can't tell you I'd want to do anything else. My next thing I want to tackle is small electronics. I'd like to learn how to fix stuff like cell phones and radios.
You got a good magnifying glass, or you got really, really good eyesight. Because this surface mount stuff is beyond my capabilities. I say it's beyond my capabilities. It is not. I can do it. But I don't have the proper setup here at the house. I don't have a flow bench, and don't have the all the magnification that I need, because my eyesight is not what it used to be. But it's a lot of fun, and that's one thing about the hobby of ham radio. You can go anywhere you want to go. You know, you can go into the small stuff, or you can go into the big stuff. You can go into slow scan TV. You can get into the digital stuff. Oh gosh, the list just goes on and on and on. But I wish you well there, young man. I hope you get into get to doing what you want to do. And again, I appreciate you being a mechanic. You know, like I said, that's a good, honorable profession. And if it wasn't for you guys out there, there'd be a lot of broke-down cars and people walking.
Roger that. This is KO4DZT, and yeah, it's always been what I wanted to do since I was a little kid. I always wanted to do stuff with my hands, and I really like the things that made noise and went down the road, converted dead dinosaurs into blown head gaskets and exhaust smoke. That's what I like doing. But one quick thing before I turn it back over to you and let you go on down the list. I'm talking on a homebrew tape measure antenna. It's a Yagi-S directional antenna made out of tape measure and PVC pipe. Just kind of seeing how it's getting to the repeater. We're up here in Balsam Grove, North Carolina.
Colin, that tape measure antenna is doing a good job for you. You got just a little bit of white noise, but you are perfectly readable. I'm talking, well, I'm hitting the repeater with a 17-element beam pointed towards the repeater antenna. I've got an all-directional here that does just as well, but I'm not that far from the repeater site. But that tape measure antenna is doing you a fine job.
For KO4DZT, I'll be standing by just listening.
Appreciate you hanging in there and talking with us a little bit. And you take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later, hopefully. Come back as often as you can. Have any other check-ins, all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. For comments, or is there anyone else who would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Sounds like it's going to about wrap it up for tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you that came in and checked in with us tonight. I'm going to send my net report to the computer and let y'all get the results from that. But if it wasn't for the folks out there in Radio Land, we wouldn't have a net. So y'all are very appreciated. Folks, 65 total in the check-in department tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you. Come back tomorrow night, Mr. Matt. WG4MC will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp.
This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. For our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us tonight. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.